Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you something. It's more like a charge, and that charge is very simple. Dare to say no. You see, in life, there are times when saying no is the most reasonable thing to do. Except that at such times, saying yes is the wrongest thing to do. At such times, saying maybe is the wrongest thing to do. The most important thing and the right thing to do at such times is just to say no. And that is why I'm charging you today. Please, whenever you get to that point in your life and you find out that the right thing to say or the best answer to give or the best response to give is to say no, what you should do at such point is to actually say no and make it as clear and as emphatic as possible. You see, the problem with many people is that when they are supposed to say no, they say maybe. When they are supposed to say no, they say, let's think about it. When they are supposed to say no, they say they are not sure. You see, when you give all of those kind of answers, the problem with them is that you end up confusing the person listening to you. You do not communicate your response clearly. You get misunderstood, and that's why people start wondering, like, I thought I made it clear to him that I'm not interested. That's when someone starts wondering, I thought I told him I won't be able to do the work. That's when somebody starts saying, is it that he didn't understand all the things I'm doing? When we are supposed to say no with our mouth, when we're supposed to say no and make it very clear, it's not correct, it's not the best thing to start communicating the no through any other means aside coming out clearly with our words to say no to your request, no to your offer, no to your suggestions, no to your advice. The point, again, I repeat, is this. If you are supposed to say no at any point in time and refuse to say no but say yes, you are taking the wrong step. You only realize how wrong your steps are when the implications of saying no in place of yes begin to unravel. When they begin to manifest, you begin to wonder, how come I didn't tell this man no? Why didn't I not listen to my inner man? Why, you know, all those kind of church talks. Why did I not listen to my conscience to say no when I should have said no? Whenever you have to say no, what I counsel you today, what I advise you to do today is this. Dare to say no. I'm not saying it comes out easy. I'm not saying it's simple. I'm not saying the implication of saying no is always palatable. The truth of life is that many times when you say no, you enter into trouble. Even though you are saying no for the right reasons. Many times when you say no, you disconnect certain people from your life. Many times when you say no, it appears as if you have closed a door that is important in your life. However, if you settle down, think through a process, think through a system, think through an offer, a suggestion, a counsel, a plea, or whatever thing it is, and you find out that the best answer to give for this is to say no, then any other answer you are giving aside no is a wrong answer. Let me tell you something very important. Saying no is very cool. The problem with us sometimes is that we think to say no is wrong. We are not comfortable with saying no. Even me, like I said in one episode of Bridges Step Up, one of my problems about managing my time and sticking to my plan for the day is that I find it difficult to say no to people when I should say no to them. It's not everybody. It's not everything you say yes to. And when you have to say no, please go ahead and do it. It is super cool to say no. See, Jesus Christ said no at some points. Yes, points. One of them, he said no, then said yes. I don't want to talk about that one. But the one I want to bring out is the one that was really glaring. Like, everybody expected him to say yes and he refused to say yes. They said, Bros J, let's make you a king. He said, no, I didn't come here to become a king. He knew what he came for and he focused on it. Even though becoming a king would be glamorous, it would be interesting. It will come with perks and privileges. Guess what Jesus Christ said? No to the offer of being a king. Of being crowned a king without joining APC or PDP. Of being crowned a king by just people guarding and say, my guy, you are the one that should be our leader. Guess what he said? He said, no, I will not be the king. There are many enthronements. There are people that will gather to say, let's make you this. Let's make you that. Let's enthrone you. Let's empower you. If you find out that no to that offer is the right thing to do, then you have no option than to say no to them. If you ever say anything different from no, you have begun on the wrong path of life. You know why I talked about Jesus Christ? To say that thing, Saying no is just cool. Please feel free to say it comfortably, say it easily, and say it without feeling bad about it, provided you are saying it the right time and to the right persons. Now, having established that point, I want to talk to you now about there are times you have to say no and there are times you have to say yes. Of course, the situation depends on who you are, your condition in life at this point, and where you are at this point in your life. I just want to point out a few things or a few areas you have to say no to as a kind of general guide. You can now deduce in your own area of life, this is where I should say no, this is where I should say yes. Whatever thing that applies to you, please, I believe if you listen to the voice of your conscience, of Holy Spirit, if you're a Christian, then you stand a bigger chance of being able to decipher when no is the right answer to an offer, to a suggestion, to a question, or even to a response. Please, let me just say this by the way. Now, the first point I want to make to you about when to say no is that there are some good things you have to say no to. I want to start with the good things you have to say no to, because most times it's very glaring that we should say no to bad things. Anybody who doesn't say either is considering the gain he's going to get from saying yes to a bad thing. So I want to tell you first, there are many good things you have to say no to. That is a matter of fact. If you refuse to say no to those good things that you should say no to, you enjoy what is only temporary, only to realize that, oh, I have dug a pit for myself, or I've entered a trap. Not all things that appear good are good. As a matter of fact, a lot of things that appear good in life are actually slavery. They trap you in a particular spot. They actually lead you into a path of destruction. And that is why wisdom demands that you give no as a response whenever such offers are made to you. Jesus Christ is a typical example. He was called to become a king. He said, no, he's not becoming a king. People will call you at some point and say, no, let's give you this. You know you don't deserve it. You know you don't merit it. You know you're not good enough to take it. Please, there are some things you shouldn't say is grace of God. I've watched people who are very incompetent do their work, who are very incompetent or placed in position of authority. The last encounter I have with such people, I made a prayer to God. I said, God, please, may you never give me a platform I am not capable to handle. May you not give me a position or authority that I'm not qualified to handle. Therefore, I also made a second prayer. Right now, wherever I am in life, please teach me and train me. Prepare me, help me to seize every opportunity you are presenting to me to allow you groom me and train me so that when you present opportunity for growth and advancement, give me a position like Minister of Federal Republic of Nigeria or President of Nigeria. God, train me that I'll be able to manage and be able to take care of it. What I'm saying in essence is this. There are things we want to offer you. You know you can't do it. Please don't take it. Don't grab it. When they say, will you do this? You say, no. There are also good things people will offer you. Positions, jobs, work. However, as long as you start that work and job, it naturally introduces you to certain kind of people you know you don't have any business with. Say no to such things. Say no to the customer that will call you late at night when you should be taking enough rest to re-energize you to do your work tomorrow. And he's calling you to do work for him. Say no to him. Tell him your work resumes at 8 o'clock. Because if you think you have to do that work, you may break down and nobody will even be alive to do the work again. Again, say no to every bad thing. No matter how good bad things are today, the pains that come with it is so much, you would not want to enjoy the bad thing at all. Say no to every bad offer. Say no to every bad counsel, any bad offer we would make to you. It will not turn out well. They may not like you for it. But please, once you say no, you have said no. Maybe tomorrow I'll talk to you about managing the consequences of your no response. But today the point I've made is this. Saying no is cool. Please say no when you have to say no. If you say yes when you should say no, you dig a grave for yourself. And again, I charge you, say no to some good things that are bad in disguise. And say no to everything you know is bad. There is nothing good about bad. I hope you got my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up. Brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.